This episode is supported by Active Skin Repair. Active Skin Repair is a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. I just randomly, Vinny was having a toe skin irritation issue, and he ended up having this like skin that was really irritating him, and it was getting kind of like icky, and you know, like when kids start to get like little scabs and scratches and then they want to pick at it, and it was getting worse. And so Active Skin Repair showed up on my doorstep as a result of the sponsorship, and I got to put it to use immediately. And I got the ointment formula, or the like ointment formulation, and then also the spray, and the spray was perfect. So Vinny does not like ointmenty, creamy, lotiony things on his body, but I was able to get out the spray, literally took it out of the packaging the day it arrived, put it on his toe before he went to bed. And the next morning he was like, "Mom, my toe's all better." It was literally like this super amazing cure that helped his toes so quickly. So you can use Active Skin Repair on a wide range of skin issues, including cuts, scrapes, burns, sunburns, rashes, other types of skin damage. It's totally safe, non-toxic, suitable on all types of skin, even parts of the body where you might have rosacea or eczema or have acne-prone skin. This is also safe for the youngest members of your family up to the oldest. So now you have one simple solution for your family's skin health needs. With over 500,000 happy customers and thousands of five-star reviews and super safe and clean ingredients, Active Skin Repair is something that you want to have on hand for your family. So to get your own Active Skin Repair, go to activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and get 20% off your order when you use the code SHAMELESS. That's activeskinrepair.com. Use the code SHAMELESS for 20% off your order. activeskinrepair.com, code SHAMELESS. This is the Shameless Mom Academy, episode 510. Show notes for this episode, including any links mentioned in the episode, can be found by going to shamelessmom.com and clicking on episode 510. Welcome to the Shameless Mom Academy. I'm your host, Sarah Dean. I'm here to give you and other passionate, driven, unapologetic moms tools, resources, and a little bit of humor to help you lead more positive, powerful, and purposeful lives every damn day. One of the best things about the Shameless Mom Academy is our community, so be sure to join us in our free private Facebook group to connect with other shameless moms just like you. You can find us over at shamelessmom.com/Facebook. All right, let's dive into today's episode. Hello, Shameless Moms. Happy second Monday of 2021. Whew. So did anyone get caught up yet? Yeah, me neither. I think last week I talked about how I didn't get anything done over the holidays because there was like no structure or routine, and I just felt like I needed to be my child's playmate. And I thought we would get back to structure and routine in the last week, and that just didn't happen for a variety of reasons, some related to our family, some related to our country. So, oh my gosh, like the delay to actually beginning this year continues. So here's the truth. I have not had a lot of time to dream and scheme for 2021. And last year, I remember taking a lot of time before the new year to do this. And it felt so dreamy and like luscious and indulgent to like sit down and plan and dream and like think of all the possibilities. And I just have not had a minute to do that this year. And I know so many of you are in that same space with me. And I think we're all thinking like maybe tomorrow will be the day that I have a moment to dream about what might be possible. And I don't know. I don't know when that day is coming. So if you haven't had that time to dream and scheme in 2021 just yet, I get it. I hear you. I'm with you. I haven't had it either. But here's the thing. Never fear. I'm going to continue showing up here and continuing to give you what I think will be most supportive to you during this time. So you have that. We also have my 2021 Plan and Prep Pajama Party coming up on January 17th. So if you are looking for that dedicated time, this is a virtual workshop. It's the third year in a row I'm doing it, and I'm doing it again because it is so deeply impactful. And I think really critically, going to be really critically impactful for what comes into play for us in 2021. So this is the third year I'm doing it. And the purpose of this workshop is to give you dedicated time to focus on how you want this year to play out for you, to give you that time to dream and plan and strategize and really let yourself get excited and inspired and motivated and fired up about the year ahead of us. I know that as I record this, there's pandemonium in the world. big time. And when I mean in the world, I mean mostly in the US. So I understand that it can feel really hard to push pause and focus on yourself. It's also really critically important. And so I hope that you'll join us on January 17th. That's coming Sunday. Today's the last day to sign up for the Plan and Prep Pajama Party. And during the Plan and Prep Pajama Party, what we do is we do a moment, and by moment, I mean 3 hours. It's a 3-hour workshop, but we take a moment to really reflect and listen to ourselves, listen inward to determine how we want to feel this year, what we want to say yes to in the new year, what we want to say no to, and how to create simple action steps that support those desires so that you have a simple yet strategic action plan to start moving into the new year in a way that feels hopeful and powerful and optimistic for you, no matter what's unfolding in the rest of the world. So you can go to shamelessmom.com/pajama party to sign up. Like I said, today's the last day to sign up. And that's just over again at shamelessmom.com/pajama party. The other thing I want to say as we are rolling out this new year is we have a ton, like as in many thousands of new listeners from CastBox. So if you are a listener on CastBox, if you use the CastBox app to listen to the Shameless Mom Academy, I just want to give you a huge shout out. I know that the show has been a staff favorite for the last few weeks. And as a result of that, we've gotten tons and tons of new listeners from CastBox. And I adore you all. And I'm so happy to welcome you to my living room. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the Shameless Mom Academy. If you're a newer listener, I'm so excited to have lots of new listeners and just fresh, good people to start us off on this new year and to be in connection and in community with new people. I think that is one of the things my husband and I have been talking about at the point that we're at in this pandemic. That need for connection is just getting more and more critical and intense. And we, my husband and I, are both really yearning for in-person connection. Like he's like dying to go back to work and I'm dying to go to like a huge conference. Like put me in a conference room with 500 people, please, now. So what we can do in the meantime, because those things can't happen just yet for many of us, is that we can still connect in spaces like this where we can be connecting through podcasts, through listening to people's stories, through learning from each other, through connecting in Facebook groups. So we do have a Facebook group for Shameless Moms. If you go to shamelessmom.com/Facebook, if you're not already over there, that's our private Facebook group just for Shameless Moms. There's a few thousand moms over there and it's an amazing supportive community. I have to say the last week or so, there's been so many great posts. I was just reading them this morning. So many great posts of people reaching out and asking for support around anything from maybe a teenager's mental health needs to a mom who's trying to give up alcohol in January to just needing some support around self-care. All sorts of great topics and conversations are happening in there. And I'm so excited that that community can be an extension of the conversations that we have here. So just welcome to all those new CastBox listeners. I am delighted to have you here. And like I said, welcome to my living room. And now let's dive in. Okay, so I'm excited for us to have this conversation today. And as we start to think about what you want to get out of this new year, out of 2021, I'm inviting you to keep things super simple because that's all we have the bandwidth for, right? And we tend to make things, we women, moms, tend to make things real hard and way overcomplicated. And when we do that, it makes it really easy to quit things. And so I don't want you to have a goal to do 18 new things in the first week or two of the new year. I want you to have a goal to do like one thing. That's totally fine. So I think that we need to really step back as much as we want to like make this year a really powerful year. And it will be that. Don't worry. It will be that. But as much as we want to dive in and make everything like super fab right away, no need. No need to make things tricky because it minimizes your chance of actually building momentum and getting things done. So when we overcomplicate things and we try to take on too much and we try to do like all of 2021 in the first 2 weeks of the year, what happens is that a couple things start to crumble and then we feel overwhelmed and frustrated and we let it all fall apart and then we stop. And so I would much rather that you take a couple, one or two little things and just build a little bit of traction so that you can build that momentum and then you can keep going. And so then the great effort in the day is to put one foot in front of the other and keep showing up versus trying to take on a Herculean event in order to do all the great things for this year in one day or 1 week or the first month, okay? So how can you build momentum in order to have a few quick wins and to feel like you're off to the races this year? We need some wins. We need to feel this momentum under us because in the absence of that, we start to feel hopeless. And we've had so many stops and starts this year, and we have things constantly in flux, which is so frustrating. I know in this last week, we had Seattle Public Schools made an announcement about potentially bringing kids back this spring in person at certain grade levels. And that was just completely overwhelming to so many Seattle parents that I know who were like, holy cow, I don't know how to begin to make this decision. They didn't release very much information with the announcement, which made it very confusing for people. And so it's like, even when some of us have had some routines that we've started to get dialed in or that we've been able to rely on during this time, we still have this constant influx of things that are shifting and changing where we're having to make these ongoing decisions. And all of this continues to take a ton of energy. So I want you to be in a place where you can have a few quick wins so that you can feel that power. That is so critical for us to feel that power, because there's so many things that have made us and continue to make us feel powerless. So the first thing that I want you to do to build momentum in the new year and to feel like you are the one running the show is to know your no's. What are you going to actively say no to this year? Are you going to give up a spot on a committee that's no longer serving you or no longer the best use of your time? Are you going to stop taking meetings before 8 a.m. or after 3 p.m.? Are you going to stop checking email 10 times a day? Are you going to stop trying to keep up with your messages on every single platform? So I want you to think about, what do you need to say no to? Maybe it's you're saying no to making dinner every night. Maybe you're saying no to vacuuming or cleaning toilets or dusting, or whatever the thing is. What do you need to say no to? One of the things I'm saying no to is I'm saying no to being the only person in my house that takes the puppy out to pee. Like, why is that me 18 times a day? No, 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 thank you. So that's one of my things. This episode is supported by AquaTrue. Having clean, safe water is the last thing you want to worry about. But unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants in their tap water. So that's why you got to check out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers have a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers, which is what we have, take no installation or plumbing, and they remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters, and they're specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS, which can lead to potentially adverse health effects like cancer, endocrine system disruption, and liver toxicity, which is part of what makes AquaTrue so special, unique, and important in terms of how they are able to filter water. They also have water purifiers to fit every type of home. So like the installation-free countertop purifier that we have at our house to higher capacity under sink options. They even have Wi-Fi connected purifiers and mineral boost options. So I'm so excited about our new AquaTrue. And here's the thing. I swear it's like a gentle reminder to actually drink more water every time you walk into your kitchen. So we are drinking more water now, and also more clean water. So more water that is more clean. It feels like a double win. I'm feeling pretty impressed with us. I feel like sink water, tap water becomes invisible at a certain point. And when I see the purifier on my counter, it's like many time a day reminder to like, keep drinking. So I want you to check out AquaTrue for yourself and for your family. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money back guarantee, and that makes it a great gift as well. Today, my listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com, and enter the code Shameless at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use the code Shameless, S-H-A-M-E-L-E-S-S. AquaTrue.com, code Shameless. This episode is supported by a podcast I want to share with you called Understood Explains. So this show is about navigating ADHD, dyslexia, and other learning and thinking differences, which can be so confusing. And so every season of the show is around a different theme. So there's a season on special education, there's a season on ADHD diagnosis for adults, and the current season is all about IEPs. I love this podcast because the episodes are 10 to 15 minutes long. So if you are short on time or short on focus, you can take this content in super quickly, easily. It's very digestible. And the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert, Juliana Urtube. So Juliana talks all about how to navigate educational plans, IEPs. She talks about the differences between IEPs and 504 plans. She really breaks things down in a really clear and simple way so that you have some of those questions that you might be thinking around, like, does this pertain to my child? Is this something I need to be looking into? Like, where do we go from here? Where do I go if I have questions? Juliana has you covered. She explains so many different things and so many different little pieces and nuance of IEPs and special education and different things on Understood Explains. So I want you to go check it out wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can go listen to Understood Explains. Just go into your podcast app, do a search for Understood Explains, and it will pop right up. Click on it, pick your episode, and get the answers that you've been looking for and the support that you need around different learning differences and differences in school. I also recently started to say no to checking my email super routinely. So my email response time used to be like, oh, I feel like people need a response in 24 to 48 hours. And now I'm like 2 to 8 days. That's where we're at. Like, if you are working full time and raising children in a pandemic, no one needs to have access to you within 24 hours. I'm sorry, but I'm not. So I also have stopped trying to keep up with messages on every platform. And I'll say this was a really valuable lesson to me. I like inadvertently realized recently that I have hundreds of messages on LinkedIn. So I didn't know this because I don't maintain a profile on LinkedIn. I set up a profile 15 years ago on LinkedIn and like never looked back. I think I've updated it like once since then. So I clicked, someone sent me something. Oh, they sent me an article, I think, on LinkedIn. And so I like clicked through to see the article, which took me to my profile or took me via my profile. And I saw I had all these notifications and I started looking and I was like, oh, holy cow, I have all these messages. So I started looking through the messages. And I'm like, oh, as it turns out, I don't need any of these except for this one was really funny. There was one message sent to me like 3 years ago from someone that I blocked on Instagram, and she found me on LinkedIn to tell me how horrible I was for blocking her on Instagram. And I was dying laughing. Also, this is someone I went to high school with. Oh my God, it was so, I was dying. So outside of that, which was just for like, that was just for comedy relief. Outside of that, there was no messages in there that needed my attention. And that was such a great reminder that you don't need to be accessible on every platform. So Facebook Messenger kills me because it's very hard for me to keep up with messages and there's no system to organize messages on Facebook Messenger. So I can't tell like what I've already replied to. I can't tell what I've already read versus not like every, I guess you can mark them as unread, but like it's just a bad system. And so I've decided, or I did decide a while ago, I don't need to be responsible for Facebook Messenger. Like if someone wants to reach out to me for professional reasons and that's their first stop, cool. But if they really need me for something professionally, I'm going to assume that they can use Google well enough to like find my website and find my email address and email my team and I. I'm just going to make those assumptions. And if they can't do that, then they're not resourceful enough for me to have the time and energy to work with them anyways. That's where I'm at with that. And so we don't need to be responsible for messages on every single platform and keeping up with every single thing. It's just too much. And you're allowed to have boundaries around that. Also, in my position, if I have clients who are paying me for my time to use applications like Marco Polo or Voxer, and I'm so caught up in like random Facebook messages that I can't get to my Marco Polo messages, then that's also irresponsible. So I want you to think about if you can only give your time and energy to a limited amount of people because that's just where your life is at right now, who gets the best of you? For me, it's going to be obviously my family, and then it's going to be my clients who pay me. It's not going to be strangers or relative strangers in Facebook Messenger, right? So that's like, that's a professional responsibility. That's even an ethical responsibility, I think, to like prioritize the people who are doing business with you and who have, you know, chosen to engage in a relationship. So that is what I'm saying no to. What are you saying no to? Here's the thing. You get to choose. People do not need to have immediate access to you, and people do not get to choose how you spend your energy. So you get to choose. This was not just intended to be about social media. So how else are you going to say no? When are you going to say no? Who are you going to choose to give your time and energy to? How are you going to choose to spend your time and energy? Those are really, really important questions. So know your no's. Number two, know what works. So as we start over each year, we are really quick to dismiss everything from the previous year, to be like, oh, 2020 was a dumpster fire and it was the worst and I'm never turning back and blah, blah, blah. I get it. Totally get wanting to start fresh, and especially this year, but not so fast, because there are a lot of things, maybe things that you didn't even notice, that are working for you or have worked for you at different times in the last year, maybe even 2 years. So take a minute to pay attention to what is already working or what has previously recently worked, and double down on those habits and those routines. So for me, it's my morning routine, like top of the list for sure, always. So my morning routine, which includes as the highest priority my morning workout, that is critical for knowing what works for me. So for you, it might be a morning routine. It might be journaling. It might be meditation. My husband has gotten really into meditating, and he meditates at like 3 or 4 p.m., which to me seems like a very strange time to meditate, but I don't know. It works for him. But it's become, for him, something that he knows that that works. And so when he is struggling, and especially if he's struggling with sleep or attention, he definitely doubles down on that. And he's like, this has to become a non-negotiable. Like if I miss a couple days in a row, I feel it and it has dramatic impact, and I need to be responsible for doubling down on the things that work. So what is it for you that is working? Maybe it's a family game night that's working. Maybe having like fun things scheduled with the family to be like, hey, every Friday is this, or every Tuesday is this, or what have you. Maybe that's something that worked. I saw some people talking in a parent group I'm in recently about starting a family gratitude practice. So maybe that's something that you did back in November around Thanksgiving, but it worked. Go back and do that again. So what has worked for you, or what is working, and keep doing those things. Maybe it's something that's a weekly thing on your schedule that you need to look at on a weekly basis. So I do a weekly schedule audit, and I look, and I've done this for years. It's like looking at my schedule every week to look at what needs to be on here and what doesn't. Like I used to always laugh, like what 3 things am I canceling this week? Because I used to be such an overscheduler that I would schedule unnecessary things, and then I'd be really mad at myself, and then I would unschedule things. So I've gotten way better by knowing my no's. I don't do that as much anymore, but I do a weekly schedule audit, not so much to look at what I need to cancel, but to just double check and make sure the things that I'm doing are the things that count. And also to make sure that I have blocks of time for creative time, like for creating this podcast, for example, and blocks of time where I can do that work that takes longer term energy, where I can't just like sit down and do it in 20 minutes. I need an actual chunk of, you know, 2 hours or 3 hours to knock it out. And then also looking at what works in terms of self-care in other ways. So maybe it's weekly therapy appointments. Maybe it's marriage counseling. Maybe it's, you know, conversations with your child while you go for a walk, or maybe it's conversations with your partner after your kids go to bed. There's so many things that we just take for granted sometimes, and let's look at those and identify them as, these are things that work that I'm not going to sacrifice, and in fact, I'm going to double down on them. So those are just a handful of things. A thing I'm taking great control over in the new year, which I always do every year, is control of my calendar. So I always do this every year. I add to this. So I did a big calendar takeover basically in early 2020, and it was glorious. I totally restructured how I take client calls, what days I do podcast interviews, and all of that. And it made a huge, huge difference. So now I only have calls and scheduled meetings and appointments a couple days a week. And that means that at the very least on Wednesday and Friday, I don't have things on my calendar, and I have those days to be creative, and I can sit down and do bigger blocks of activities where I can create big amounts of content for all of you. There's times, I was actually just counting this with my Tenacious Mamas last night, there's weeks where I'm having to create 12 to 16 pieces of content a week. And some of that stuff is automatically done, but a lot of it requires my attention and decision-making on my part, and or content ideation and then content creation. It's a lot. And so I need big chunks of time, and I need to know that I have big chunks of time, because if I look ahead at my calendar and I think, oh my gosh, I don't have any like 2 or 3 hour blocks this week, I will get super stressed out. And everyone else in my household pays if mama's super stressed out. So this was a game changer in 2020 to take control of my calendar and to know that it works when I have very clear boundaries and structure in my calendar. And I'm going to do this even more in 2021.
Oh, hey, everybody. It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck. And now we're back with a whole new podcast about unsticking it, launching in January. What happens when life gets in the way of our creativity instead of nourishing it? We talk to all sorts of guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders. So join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Get out of there, life gunk. Let us help you get back to your best creative self. Look for Unsticking It with Blair and Molly wherever you listen to podcasts, starting in January. Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks. Unsticking It.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.
Managing my calendar space helps me manage my mental space. It is one of the number one predictors outside of probably up right up there with working out in terms of how I manage mental health. Number three, the third way you can build momentum in 2021 is to make it up as you go. I'm giving you permission to make it up as you go. There is so much pressure on us to do things in specific ways that work for other people. So this is like everyone on Instagram and Facebook, right? They're all telling you what works. I'm here telling you what works, right? I'm part of the problem right now. Okay, here's the thing. All these people are telling you what works. Screw that. Do you. You don't need to do what works for other people. So am I inspired by things that my mentors do? Absolutely. Do I try to mimic every single one of their behaviors? No, not even a little bit. In fact, one of my business mentors a few years ago was like, I'm just going to be honest. I don't have a morning routine and I don't need one. I'm like, cool. Just like waking up when I wake up and playing with my kids for a little while and like reading some stuff online and then like having some coffee and getting down to work at like 9 a.m. after the kids are at school. She's like, I don't need this like whole like morning manifesto situation. And it was super funny the way she talked about it. But I was like, yeah, like do you? I totally need that. It is a game changer for me. And for so many people it is. And I know for so many of you who use our 15-minute manifest and who do different variations of morning routines, it's a critical piece of your day. And I think if you have younger children and you're working full time, I think that it can, and especially during this pandemic, I think it makes all the difference. But is it the only way? No. So just because some self-proclaimed lifestyle guru told you something was magical for them does not mean it's going to be magical for you. So as you watch people, this is another one I'm seeing all the time right now, is people detoxing and doing cleanses and everything to kick off the new year. You don't have to do that. You don't have to punish yourself for eating some cookies in December by doing a 10-day master cleanse in January or some stupid juice detox. Like, forgive me. Actually, don't forgive me if you really love juice detoxes. I think all that stuff is diet culture. Your liver is perfectly capable of cleansing itself. It's part of what we naturally do by eating reasonably healthy foods. So there's my piece on that. You're allowed to make it up as you go and do you, and you don't need to follow someone else's recipe. One of the biggest things that I have learned in the last 18 years of being an entrepreneur is that everyone is making it up as they go. So don't be too quick to chase down someone else's habits or goals or lifestyle. Listen inward and determine what works for you right now and give yourself permission to test things that are right for right now. So here's the thing. If you see someone doing something, you're like, huh, I'm curious about that and I think I could benefit from that, then yes, try it for sure. And then look, pay attention to the data. I call it data collection. Like you do the thing and then you're like, how did that feel? What were the results? Does that warrant doing it again or not? What were the benefits? If the benefits were great enough, maybe I'll do it again. If I didn't see any benefits, why bother? So take that in, pay attention, listen, and then determine what the next right step is. And know that that's what everyone else is doing. I spent a lot of time early on as an entrepreneur thinking that like you got to a certain level and then you knew all the right things and you always had a sense of clarity around where you were going next. And as I got to be closer to different mentors of mine who were playing at a much higher level than me, I quickly came to see that, oh, their stuff is really messy, just like mine. We all are really messy and we're figuring it out as we go every single day. So when you chase someone else's habits or dreams because you think they have it all figured out, you're just under an illusion that they have put you under and they've done a real good job. So you don't need to pay attention to that. You don't need to have all the answers right now and you don't need to have a complete action plan right now. You only need to know the direction that you want to head and a step or two that you can take in that direction. The rest you can make up as you go based on what you need as the path unfolds in front of you. So when we look at people who are like, I've mapped out my next 12 months and now here's my like seven-figure blueprint. You don't need that. Now, if that resonates with you and brings you peace and joy and feels aspirational and inspirational, sure, do it. But if that completely freaks you out, don't do it. Like, it completely freaks me out to come up with a 12-month plan given the state of the world right now. I am not making any plans past the next few months. So do you. I'm going to just see how the path unfolds and figure things out. And here's the thing. I did that all of 2020 and it worked out okay. So I feel confident that I can figure it out as I go this year too, because let's look at what we just did. Let's honor that we figured out a lot of things in 2020, not easily, but we did it and we can keep doing that. So we don't need to have a predictable plan or predictable roadmap. We can wait and see how things unfold and give ourselves a simple yet strategic action plan just for like this week, or maybe just for today, or maybe just until like dinner time tonight, whatever works for you, okay? And then number four is stay connected. In order to build momentum, I want you to stay connected, because here's the thing, disconnecting and hiding, it's really tempting right now and it's also easy. We can turn off our phones, we can stay home, we can completely hide from our relationships and our communities right now because of this pandemic. And many of us are fortunate enough to be able to stay home. I know there's many essential workers who can't do that. But when we're in this position where we are able to stay home for long periods of time, it makes it all the more easy to hide, which can be real isolating. So don't get me wrong. Sometimes it's very wise to take a minute and disconnect, for sure. But if you are struggling or suffering, this is not a good long-term plan. As a long-term plan, isolation is very likely to lead you to increased hopelessness, deep loneliness, depression, and anxiety. And I don't want that for you. So I want you to take radical responsibility for staying connected right now. Stay in touch with the people who love you the hardest and stay connected to the people who inspire you to keep going and keep growing, even when things are uncertain. Stay connected to the causes in your community that light you up. And perhaps push yourself to connect with new groups of like-minded people who inspire you to discover new things about who you are becoming. I'm really lucky that I've been able to join a couple groups on Facebook in the last 6 months, the last 9 months, I guess, that have created really fantastic places for me to connect with other people doing work along the lines of what I'm doing. So one is a group that's a little bit more activism based, one is a group that's entrepreneurial based, but they've been great places for me to stay connected with like-minded people who are moving in the direction that I want to move and who are leading in a way that I want to lead. And they're really reflecting to me who I want to become. And that's been so great. So if you know that you are in need of some of that inspiration and you're in need of a place to go to be able to find the next right step and to find people who are going to be excited to watch you survive and thrive, please, please find those spaces. Find local mom groups on Facebook. Find us here in the Shameless Mom Academy in our Shameless Mom Every Damn Day Facebook group, or we're going to be opening up enrollment for Momentum Mamas in the next couple weeks, so you can find connection there. That's a great community. That's our membership community where we meet weekly with Shameless Moms. You get to meet weekly with a group of Shameless Moms to be connected and have really powerful conversations. So that's not coming just yet, but stay tuned because I'll be able to talk about that next week. And if you want to get like early notifications on Momentum Mamas, if you've been dying to know when that's going to open, just get on my newsletter list so you get my emails. And if you go to shamelessmom.com/newsletter, you'll get notifications as soon as we have anything available about Momentum Mamas. But that will be opening up soon and you'll have the opportunity to join that membership community. If you come to the Plan and Prep Pajama Party, you'll get an invitation right there to do it as well. So that's coming up in a couple different ways. But the point is, I want you to be able to be connected in places that give you a purpose and allow you to focus on being positive and give you a sense of power because you're with like-minded people who get it, who are in a similar situation to you, who are wanting to do certain things in a certain way this year, or not even certain things in a certain way, but who are wanting to show up for this year in spite of it being hard and show up for this year in spite of this ongoing uncertainty that feels grueling at times, who are wanting to stay connected and have conversations and learn and grow together no matter what. So that can be really, really powerful. So those are your four ways to build momentum in 2021. So number one is know your no's. Number two, know what works. Number three, make it up as you go. And number four, stay connected. Okay. If this was helpful, please share this episode, take a screenshot, share it in your Instagram stories, tag me. I will reshare everything. Again, if you're a new listener from CastBox, thank you for joining me today. I'm so excited to have so many of you here. And then please join me for the Plan and Prep Pajama Party on January 17th. Today's the last day to sign up if you're listening in live time on Monday, January 11th, last day to sign up. So go to shamelessmom.com/pajama party to grab your spot. Again, it's a 3-hour virtual workshop where we are going to process what you want this year. And then we're going to set a simple yet strategic action plan that will be like the fuel that you need to get excited about living your life this year. And don't we all need that, right? We all need that fuel to get a little bit excited about living our lives this year. So I hope to see you on January 17th. Again, go to shamelessmom.com/pajama party for that. I will be back here in 2 days with a fabulous interview. I can't wait. And until then, no matter what you do today, make sure you do it shamelessly. Thank you so much for joining me in the Shameless Mom Academy today. I really, really appreciate you being here, and I hope you learned something new. As always, this conversation will be continued over in our free private Facebook group. You can join that group by going to shamelessmom.com/Facebook to connect with other shameless moms just like you. Additionally, if this is your first time listening to the show, know that we are here every Monday and Wednesday with a brand new episode. So make sure you subscribe. Go to whatever podcast app you use and subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. You can do that directly if you go to shamelessmom.com/review. That will put you in Apple Podcasts, where you can click on the subscribe button, and you can also leave a review. If you scroll down a little bit, you can leave a 5-star review. You can write a few sentences letting me know what you thought about the show. If you let me know how the show has impacted you in becoming a more shameless mom, you might be nominated to be Shameless Mom of the Week. Also, please share this episode. My goal is to help more mamas be more shameless every damn day. So please do share this episode. You can take a screenshot of the episode on your phone and then share it out on social media. Tag me at the Shameless Mom Academy on Facebook or Instagram. I'm quick to reply and eager to send you Facebook love and love to be connected to all of you. So again, thank you for being here. I can't wait to be back here again with you in just a couple days. And until then, no matter what you do today, make sure you do it shamelessly.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.